Blog Talk Radio.
This program dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joe Arion. Millions of people are disabled all over the country, all over the world. But the agencies and the government fail to recognize that we're all individuals. Even though you may have a disability, and a lot of people have the same disability, many to different degrees, but we're all individuals. We're all people of our own right. And that's why we want to talk about tonight those who need a wheelchair should be treated as individuals and should have what they need within the context of that chair. Every chair, every wheelchair to me, and I don't use one, but I know how the agencies operate. Every wheelchair should be the way the person needs it to be, who's using it. Now think about that. You know, if you have a good wheelchair that can, you can get out in any kind of weather if you want to, waterproof, you know, it's going to be easier for you to get a job, especially if you don't drive. You know, you don't have a vehicle to get you around. So, you know, and then they tell you the cost of the wheelchair. Well, costs vary. But if the person had the money in their account for the chair, I really believe that they could get a much better deal than going through the red tape with the government and the agencies and this and that and the insurance and all that. You see, this is where the system fails us. So much money is being wasted with all these ridiculous agencies that you have to deal with and companies and all that. If the person had the money in an account, and that money could be raised, half raised by the agencies, half raised by the government, which would save a lot of money to begin with. If that money was in an account, let's say, argument's sake, $20,000 for a wheelchair, or make it $30,000 for the wheelchair, and that money was in an account, and you needed a chair, I'm sure you could get someone to customize that wheelchair for you, you know. And because you're giving them cash, you'd probably save a lot of money. They'd probably do it for a lot less than it would cost to do it under the government, Medicaid, Medicare, whatever. And you could get what you want. You know, you get a much better system, a much better operating mechanism. You could get it weatherproof, waterproof. You know, it would be so much more like a vehicle than a wheelchair. And that's really what's needed. Now, not everybody may want that. See, this is where the title of the show comes in, individualized. You know, some people may just want a plain old chair, you know, with the medical needs taken care of. But if you have the money there for it, you can be treated as an individual. And we're hoping that we're going to get Suzanne on this show. She she's had a lot of trouble with wheelchairs, and I know thousands of people listening have had a lot of trouble with wheelchairs, so we'll see if we can get some phone calls. By the way, the number here, if you're listening on the internet, 213-816-1650, the call-in number. And it's really outrageous what we have to go through because of the agencies still back in the dark ages. You know, that's really what it's about. They're so clogged up with red tape because they get their money from the government. And the government comes first. You know, the disabled person does not come first. That's pretty obvious for the way we're treated. And that's why we're not treated as individuals. You know, we're not taken seriously most of the time. You ever notice that? Happens to me almost every day. If I'm with someone, they won't talk to me. They'll talk to the other person. You know, the other day that happened, I said, what are you talking to him for? You want to know stuff about me, ask me, not him. You know? And it's the same thing with the people who need wheelchairs. You know? The agencies, the government, they deal with the person who is constructing the chair. They control the money. So, therefore, they're not dealing with you. They're dealing with agencies, with whoever is going to be making the chair for you. You know, I mean, yeah, you go, you get measured and all that stuff, and but you don't have the freedom of being an individual and telling them, I want this, I want that, I want this. You don't have that. There's all kinds of restrictions and obstacles and everything else, and there shouldn't be. There shouldn't be. And, you know, if they come back and say, well, who's going to pay for it, give them the solution. The agency should raise half the money. The government should put up the other half. In fact, by doing it that way, we, the disabled, are helping people. We're helping the government to save money. We're helping the agencies to raise money. You see how one helps the other? You make an individualized wheelchair for less money. You put that wheelchair on television. You publicize it in the news media. You know, PR Newswire can be very effective. And you'll see how people will notice it. And I'll tell you why they'll notice it. Because their taxes are going to go down if the government doesn't have to spend as much money on the disabled. The agencies chip in and let us help them raise the money. I really believe it would work. You know, and you know, you won't really know until you try it. It's got to be tried. And that's the only real test. And, you know, that will determine if it's going to work or not. We got to make it work. People can make it work. You know, there's plenty of disabled people who would like to participate in raising the funds to get an individualized wheelchair. I don't even use a wheelchair, and I would help raise those funds. You know? All right, Inner Sight around the world, 213-816-1650. We'll try to hook up the phones. And we know a lot of people out there who probably want to speak on this, if you're listening. All right. Tomorrow is going to be our Veterans Day show. Inner Sight brought to you by Big East, the Key to Rescue. Rawr. Little Bear, check out the Akita. All right. Greatest dog on the planet. Very smart, very intelligent, very spiritual, angelic. Like, of course, if you want a service dog, you want it to be an Akita, you got to get the right one, like anything else. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, watch out for them, protect them, go an extra mile for a child. That's what Inner Sight preaches. Around the world, Inner Sight Toro Law Center. 631-761-7000. They're right next to the courthouse in Central Islip, New York. And don't forget about Beccaro's Italian Tavern. Beautiful place where we honored the great, great advocate Joe Arion last May. Beccaro's, 631-798-1555, 1020 Park Boulevard, Massapequa Park, New York. Check them out. Go over and taste some of that good sauce they make. Around the world, Inner Sight, Nobody Starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary. 631-484-3085. So check them out. Dog food, cat food, medical for your animal. Give Gary a call. And remember, he does it all on donations. All right, let's see. Around the world, Inner Sight. And I'm proud to say that our friend Olga Murray has been successful. She's still the town clerk here in Islip. And I know a lot of people voted for her, including yours truly. Congratulations to Olga Murray, town clerk here in Islip, New York. Let's see, what else we got? Around the world, Inner Sight. And the Good Mojo Printers, 666-1010, 631 area code, 666-1010, Good Mojo. SuttonInsurance.com, another company that has helped us. Yeah, we mention our friends, we remember them. Sal's Restaurant, Acai, they called it. They changed the name. I believe it's called the Acai Restaurant. In Islip, New York. They make the greatest turkey burgers in the world over there. All right, let's see. What else we got? Around the world, Kennedy Realty. My buddy, Kennedy. Anthony Kennedy. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get a house, or just get some good information from Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. All right. And let's see. We have two petitions up. One on the licensing of the guide dog schools and the other one on the nursing homes. We got to get some more stories up there. Why people should not have to be in nursing homes. Now, there's another way to save millions of dollars. get people out of those nursing homes. That's a total waste of money. All right. Sign the petitions, change.org. Check them out. Inner Sight reminds you. Around the world. Let's see. What else we got on tap? Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Information on the disabled, legislation, referrals, advocacy, meetings, and all that stuff. If you're into all that, check them out. Silo, 631-880-7929 on the silo. And Joe Delgado is the head guy over there. Yeah, around the world. I want to say hello to all our friends. Catherine called me the other day. Catherine Taylor from North Carolina. I haven't heard from her in a while. And glad she's all right. Her mom is all right down there in Carolina. All our friends all over. I haven't heard from Alicia in Pennsylvania. I hope she's all right. Another friend. And, you know, we got them all over, and a lot of people who are our friends that we don't even know. And we have 87,200-some-odd listeners, so. Around the world, you know, like I said, I don't use a wheelchair, but to me, if I had to, my wheelchair would be an extension of me, part of me, you know, and therefore would have to be controlled by me and nobody else. You know, that's part of your life, part of what you're about for as long as you're disabled, as long as you need that wheelchair. And that's how the agencies and the government should view it. See, to the government and the agencies, it's like they're doing us a favor. Well, they're not. We're doing them a favor. We're allowing them to use us to raise money. You know, it's because of us that these agencies have funding. They get it from the government, yeah. But why do they get it? They write us up. Whatever reports or documents or paperwork they submit to the government on the disabled, that's what keeps the money coming in. So without us, they wouldn't have anything. I don't think they appreciate that enough. I really don't. Because if they did, they would be more inclined to treat us as individuals. And that's really what it's all about. You know, some people can draw, some people can are good talkers, some people can perform music. Everybody's an individual. I don't see the agencies promoting anyone who's disabled, who has talent. I've never seen them do that. Had a guy on my show some years back, a country guy, forget his name, played the guitar, wrote songs, and he was going to this organization out here on Long Island. Well, I love the name Helen Keller, but I don't think they deserve it. But that's the name of the organization. And when I said to him, you know, you write great songs, you're a singer-songwriter, do they ever help you, do they ever promote you, do they ever say, hey, you know, we're going to give a benefit and we'd like to star you in it and try to get you started? No. He told me they never did a thing for him. He said it on worldwide television, which is typical. You know, they use us. They use us in a way that they benefit and in a way that they believe we should be treated. And that's what's wrong with the system. And that's why it has to be updated. Because if it wasn't for us, none of these programs would have any money. And especially those that get funds because of disabled people. But getting back to the wheelchair situation, if you had the money in an account for your wheelchair, you know, you could contact a craftsman. And I'm sure that they have people who can do it. You know, you can contact a craftsman who could design you a chair, a wheelchair, to your specifications, to what you need, and make it sturdy, you know, and weatherproof and all that. I mean, if this chair is supposed to help you and promote you and watch over you and protect you, there's a lot more that can go into it. I mean, if you're wealthy, sure. You know, then you can do it. But most disabled people are not wealthy. They live on what little bit we live on what little bit the government throws at us. You know, with all the stupid, ridiculous rules attached to it. So, Inner Sight believes that it should change, update the system, treat people as individuals.
Yes.
Because everybody's different. What?
I've been listening
Hello?
To you.
Oh, you're
there. Trying to get. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, but there's a lot of big noise in the background. What was that?
What do you mean? I just raised the volume a little. Is that better, though?
Oh, there's an echo. All right.
Is it better, though?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
All right. Have you been listening to the show?
A little bit. Because I couldn't. They were changing the phone.
All right. So, what would it mean to you? I mean, you're the expert on this show. I don't use a wheelchair. Well, what would it mean to you to have an individualized built wheelchair?
Oh, goodness. I would want something that would give me all terrain so I wouldn't get stuck in the mud. Remember when we went to that park that we did that fundraiser in, I got stuck in the mud. That's one thing. Snow is another thing. Also climbing stairs. I would want something. I've seen these all on the internet, believe it or not, concept wheelchairs, they call them. And you could go upstairs and stuff. It straps onto you and all this stuff. Why don't they have them? They're the same price as the wheelchairs that they have currently out for the disabled, but you could only go indoors with them. In fact, that's a requirement to be indoors. Isn't that stupid?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yes.
Be indoors.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you limit someone?
the reason why they do that is because they, here's their rationale, and I think it's a stupid one. They make accessibility to the worst disabled person. All right, so they said that. The worst disabled person, where are they most of the time? Quote, indoors. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, but who are they to judge people like that? How do they know?
Exactly.
The worst
now you got
person?
It. Right. And who is
indoors?
The worst disabled
person? Suppose the worst disabled person gets a job. How's he supposed to? How's he
yeah, or
supposed
they
to?
They want to just. They just want to live. They want to just live. That operative word. I don't feel like I exist sometimes.
But they're making it harder for you to get a job if they're making a wheelchair
yes.
that's going to fall apart outside.
Yes. Not only fall apart, I'm also afraid that, you know, I don't, you know, get the right equipment. I can't make this work. I have to buy airline seat belts because the seat belts that they used to get me were horrible. It would break. So the part of them that doesn't break is the airline seatbelt part that I would get and put onto the wheelchair ourselves. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. In other words, they make the chair, but they don't make
yeah.
it right.
Yeah.
They make it according to what they think is right.
For me.
Because
yeah.
they don't think that you're worthy of the best.
Mm-hmm.
As a disabled
yep.
person. That's really what it comes
yep.
down to. You know? And that's
yep.
why, all the more why, we need the money in an account for the chair.
Yeah.
The person, in the person's name who needs it.
Yeah. And an individualized wheelchair. I'm not talking bells and whistles and fancy, you know, visual things. No. I'm talking straight out functional things that I could get around and be. They're my legs, damn it. I wouldn't mind it looking decent. I don't want something that is old, clunky, heavy, you know, brood of a wheelchair. No, I don't want that either. But I want something that looks nice. I mean, not, you know, too fancy. You don't want anything too fancy. But yet you don't want anything, you know, that... You want something decent. That's all you want. You want something that is decent, period. You know, it's going on you. It's part of you. They should
yeah.
make it part of you. You know? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
they should make it for the individual.
Yeah. You know. Okay.
I'm sorry. Let's see if we have any callers. Anybody want to talk about this?
Hang on. Let me check.
You know. And there's a lot of people out there who use wheelchairs.
Oh, yeah.
So,
let me check.
213-816.
Yes, we have a quarter.
1650.
Mary
right.
and Maureen. Hold on.
Oh, Mary uses a wheelchair.
Yes, she does. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
We want to
yeah,
hear from from Mary because she uses a wheelchair.
Mhm. Tell Frank and Suzanne
she up to talk.
Yeah.
Mary, you there?
What?
Hi, Mary.
Yeah.
How you doing?
How you doing, Suzanne?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Oh, very thank good. God. Good, good. Now we want you out of there, though. Soon.
Mary, we're talking about individualized wheelchairs that are like custom made for the person.
I think they just work for what you need.
You want them to work for what you need, though, right?
I would like because
a nice one.
when I you know wheel her around, I usually mm-hmm. go on her left arm and pull her. It's just the way I do it best because I can't go behind her because I can't see well enough what's in front, you know? So I'd like
yeah.
maybe a motorized wheelchair to help out or something that would, you know, help.
You know what
help.
They have?
Mm-hmm.
on the back of my wheelchair though.
Uh-huh.
They have this little thing that you can, you could help assist her, but I don't know how easy it is for, it's for the attendant, quote, I have an attendant control that's on the back of my wheelchair, but it's mine's only for somebody to help me in case I get dizzy, and it helps make me go back real quick so I could regulate my blood pressure. That's what, the reason why it's on the back of my wheelchair. But otherwise, they have joystick ones, too, that you could help. Yeah. So, I don't know. You could really help your mom move around if you want. I don't know. I mean, you could also go to an OT and actually talk about it with them.
Yeah, because
What about a device on the wheelchair that would be for a person who's visually impaired too?
Yeah, that would be good. I said, you have to tell me go left or go right.
No, right? Wouldn't it be nice if you could just say, okay, a little bit to the right, maybe go towards, 3 o'clock a little bit, you know, like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they have all this technology.
Yeah.
Is it being utilized in any of the wheelchairs?
Yeah, I would be lying.
Well, even compass direction. You could put compass direction. You know, go to the west, go to the east, go to the north, go to the, like that. It would be nice.
Yeah. That would work. Yeah. The seat always in this space are very small, and there's always somebody in it or something in it. You know, the other space is much bigger.
There's even ones that climb upstairs. Do you know that?
No, I never heard of those before.
Yeah, I saw all these my friends send them to me all online, and I go, well, how much is it? And they quote almost the same price as my wheelchair now. And I go, wow, I could have gotten that one. Like $25,000. I got the one climbing stairs.
Yeah, I never heard of that. That would be great. Today I went to that fair in the city, you know, in the library, and they had reading glasses. You put the glasses on, and it would read to you. It would read, like, cans or boxes of stuff to you.
$3,500. No, God.
Did they give you one today?
No.
No.
$3,500,
so... That was out.
Get to pay, Frank.
I said, now, if this is in such demand, because there were a lot of people asking about them, why do they have to cost so much? The demand is there, so why, you know what I mean? Why do they have to cost so much?
You mean to tell me that there was some guy there from the company, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That
yeah.
makes these things. Telling people, how much you say it was?
$3,500.
So there was a guy there from the company, which is obviously pretty wealthy, trying to get $3,500 from a disabled person that has nothing.
Yeah.
What kind of an asinine situation is that?
That's what I mean. Why would you have to charge so much to people? To be fair to people that really need them, you know? Crazy.
Who's making all that noise in the background? What is all that noise?
That's my stupid new phone.
New phone?
I gotta call him. Something's
not
right.
Keep it still.
Worse than the other one.
And it's a new one. Brand new today. She cracked it out of the box.
Wow.
Well, it's okay now the way you're holding it, but if you move it around,
I'm holding my head still.
Absolutely
still. I can't move an inch. God forbid I look at the cell phone to see if there's any calls. God forbid.
Oh God, money technology. But yeah, $3,500 for these glasses.
$3,500 for a machine.
Mm-hmm.
And what does this machine do?
Now, it's glasses you put on, and it had an audio thing that read the, you know, whatever was on the sheet of paper or, say,
whatever
a pill bottle
at.
Or a can or a...
You put on glasses?
Yeah, and it reads to you.
Why do you need the glasses if you don't see?
They read it out loud.
Because it read to you, Frank.
It doesn't make sense.
It would have been great had I been a rocket scientist.
No, it read you a little bedtime story you didn't know.
Sounds stupid.
Yeah.
I hate glasses.
Yeah.
I smashed them.
I hate them too, and I have to wear them.
You wouldn't have to wear them all the time, but if you wanted to read something.
When I was a kid, I used to break them.
My mom has more pair of glasses that have either one earpiece or no earpiece.
Me too.
I'm just curious. It's not on subject tonight, but was there anyone at that library that you could talk to that said, "Oh, we're raising funds to get these devices"? For people?
Probably not. Frank, get real. No.
Well, there it is.
I can answer the question.
What was the purpose of bringing people to a place to buy things they can't buy?
To make money.
Different agencies, all the different agencies that more or less said the same thing. I got a die, you know, a die that you roll. I got one of them from one of the libraries. And I said, don't you usually get two? Oh, that's my phone. It needs to be charged again. I said, don't you usually get two to make dice? You know what I was told? Roll it two times.
Oh, no!
So my die, I have to roll two times. That's
my
how
God.
Cheap they are. Oh, God.
Absolutely crazy.
Do you know what they did tonight for us, Frank? I gotta say something. They featured our show on the front page of the blog without us asking. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, well.
Wow.
We're getting up there.
I think so. It said also, and they have all these shows, and it says live and upcoming, and it has us.
I spread the word today.
We all spread it. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy this show. I look forward to it at night. I do.
Yeah, I know. Fun. Yeah. We like listening. We enjoy listening. You know.
But it shows you. It shows you more and more how these agencies have no regard for us. If they did, they would be there with the damn money and say, do you need this? You know? Not one of them was there with the money to help somebody get the damn thing, were they?
Hell no.
Yeah, I should have gone to one of them and said, could you help? Oh, I'm
if in a site had the money, I would do it. I'd be there.
I know you would.
I'd bring the news media with me, too.
And you'd start giving people money if I know you.
And when's your,
I know.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
When you told me to go ask the Lighthouse Guild if they could get me a phone cheaper, they thought they, you know, helped do that. And when I went to the Lighthouse Guild, they were like, I had two heads.
Seriously? Oh, man. Oh, you're breaking up a little. I don't know who's breaking up, me or her.
Well, my phone doesn't.
Your phone has to be charged, I guess, huh?
Yeah,
right, I was on with extension, and coming back was, I, you know, trying to get my extension larger was a big problem, so. Fred is on the Democracy sign, so it probably needs to be signed.
Well, don't talk about Accessor Ride with Frank. You don't particularly like it. I don't either. I know. And I have to get a freaking Accessor Ride application and. Yeah.
They tell me the one in Suffolk is called something with an S.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I know about Able. It's just a ride, you get Able, and then you get something else in Suffolk. And it's something with an S.
Yeah,
I heard you mentioned that.
Excuse me, my oxygen, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway, let's see if we we're gonna see if we have any other phone calls.
No, not at the moment.
No,
nice talking to you guys.
That's your oxygen. That's not your phone. That's what makes me nervous.
That was my no. I put it back. I took it out and put it back in my nose. It was annoying me.
Oh.
It was your phone before. It's been really nice talking to you guys. We really got to come by and, Frank, have a little lunch with them.
Yeah, that would be nice. Oh, yes, the Accessor Ride does not go out to Roosevelt Field. They go to Green Acres.
You're kidding me.
I have to transfer over to Able.
Oh, that's really a pain in the butt. They can't do Accessor Ride on to Roosevelt Field. That's like not too far from. That's really a pain in the butt. Honestly. Jeez.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
Anything to make it hard.
Yes. Yeah, I mean that's a really long trip.
I know.
You'd be on there for 3 hours at least. To be honest with you, that's the truth.
I know.
I think there's a bus in Jamaica that goes to Roosevelt Field.
Your best bet? Yeah, it
sure.
Does. He's right. He's 100% right. You are right, Frank.
It might be a bus.
I remember, yeah. You have to look. And or call actually better, and find out. Because you'll be sitting there looking forever with their beautiful signs. Excuse me, I had to say that.
Yeah. Anyway, Inner Sight, let me remind everyone. Television.
Now, that's another thing. You can't just say to somebody, okay, go look at the signs for, who's visually impaired. You can't tell somebody to go freaking look at the signs. You can't.
No, you can't.
Because there's no freaking signs for us. Sorry.
You can't read.
I had to just mention that. No, you can't. Mm-hmm. That's really frustrating.
8:30 tonight, Channel 20, our show is on.
Yeah.
Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997 at 11 tonight, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. So, Mary and Maureen, we thank you for being on the show.
Yes, always.
And as usual, we wish we could do a lot more for you.
She wants to mention one more thing, Frank.
I just
think.
Wanted to say at the end of the thing today, they took us all on a tour of the library, and we were allowed to feel like the thing she was describing.
Wait a minute, I can't understand. You got to keep that quiet over there.
What quiet what?
That horrible breathing noise, making too much noise. Maureen, what did you say?
Mm-hmm. And I said at the end of the fair today, they took us on a tour of the library, and as she described things, they let us feel like the doors, the brass doors, and the marble work, and the wood carvings, and everything. It was interesting. That was interesting. That was very interesting.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, actually. I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the tours. They have them
in the I'd be more impressed. I'd be more impressed if they spent some of that money to get some of these machines for people who need them.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at this. So they spent all that money on the library, and you're there, and they're telling you about all these devices, and not one disabled people, I would venture to say, could afford one of them.
Not one, probably. Maybe one.
There were other people looking at those glasses, but they couldn't get them either, you know? I mean, they could afford $3,500, you know?
$3,500, wow. That's a lot.
I mean, the library should have stepped up and said, hey, we got our fundraiser. They raised $100,000, and for anybody here who would like one of these devices,
glasses,
they don't do anything. They don't do a damn thing for us. Not a damn thing.
That would help me a lot, I'll tell you, because I sit here and struggle with this stupid screen. I'd be able to see a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, I have to wait to have somebody read stuff to me.
Do they have any... Excuse me, do they have any Braille books in that library?
That'd be nice. I think they do, though.
I don't know about the Braille books. She didn't mention Braille, no.
I bet you they don't.
You probably have to go to the Andrew High School for that. They probably
don't
have Braille.
That's it, Andrew High School. I thought that was part of that library, though.
No, one's on West 20th. The Andrew High School's on West 20th, and this is the big one on 42nd.
Oh, on 42nd you went. Okay, okay. Yeah, there's another library, Frank, that is a little bit more accessible than that one. That one's all, like, hugely done up for years and years ago. It's, like, so, how would you say, landmark protected that it's not funny.
They ought to protect the people. Of the building.
Yeah, I know.
But the Andrew High School, that's for the blind. That says Braille.
Yeah, it has all for the blind there.
Right.
Well, then that library should be doing that event.
Every library
should
have Braille books.
Well, they did.
Yeah, I agree.
Not just the police.
But that particular library should be paying for those glasses, I'm saying. If they have, you know, for the blind, they should be paying for those glasses. You know?
It actually was at that library until the one today. Today was the first time it was at the other library. Up until then, it had been at the Andrew High School.
Then why the hell don't they pay for people, you know, to have those classes? That don't make sense.
Exactly.
Or even, if you want people are in the library to begin with, let people borrow them for a period of time. If they can't afford to buy them, let them borrow it. You know what I'm saying? They let people borrow a talking book reader. Why don't they let them borrow that?
Yeah, that's true. That
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that would be a good idea.
Or even borrow a Braille display, for that matter.
Yeah.
You know, these all would be great ideas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight, let's move on.
Okay, thanks, guys.
And thank you to both of you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Talking tonight about individualized wheelchairs and the things that people want on the chair and don't want. What are some of the things you don't want on the wheelchair?
Like, I don't need any, like, extra, you know, bells and whistles and stuff that I don't need. Like, they put, like, anti-tippers. I don't need them. I know that the wheelchair has a tendency to tip. So don't give me extra anti-tippers. Just give me the standard stuff. Nothing fancier than that, you know, that they have a habit of doing, you know.
Do those anti-tippers work?
The standard ones work fine. They don't need to put, like, they try to put some sort of special anti-tipping device on like, two of them on the back of my wheelchair. I said, I didn't need all of that. Because it prevented me from getting up and down curbs properly. So, I mean, I was like, listen, I don't need all this, you know. I just needed your standard.
Anyway?
Yeah. I took it off.
Well, well, there it is. They don't treat you like an individual.
No, they don't. Oh, and then I needed a certain oxygen when I had the oxygen tanks. I needed a certain oxygen thing to carry my oxygen. They never gave it to me, so I ended up having to buy my own oxygen carrying bag. that was beautiful.
They were supposed to attach that to the chair?
Yeah.
And they just...
Something, anything. They didn't give me anything to attach my oxygen.
You think they charged Medicaid for it?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, that could be a fraud. If you didn't get
I
it.
I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is that I saw one... pouch, and then they said that that's a what do you call an extra. So
there are things that they force on you that you don't want.
Yeah, and then the things you need that you,
don't
get.
Yeah.
And then now I asked for a larger display on my like where I navigate just to navigate the wheelchair.
Yeah.
I have to depend on the beeps. I have no idea what the display says on this one, this new wheelchair.
You can't read it?
At all.
Wow. That's bad.
Yeah.
That is really horrible.
I have to depend on the beeps.
You know, I bet you if you paid for that yourself, I bet you could read it. I bet
you
they would make it so you could read it.
Yeah.
They would have to.
Yeah, because I'd
Otherwise,
be yelling.
Otherwise, they wouldn't get your business.
That's right. I wouldn't even get it that way. I would get it specialized. They even have people who do concept wheelchairs. I would do that. I wouldn't care about warranty at that point because you know what? Warranty means nothing at all lately. Warranty means nothing.
Well, why do you say that?
Because the wheelchair that I mean, this was a joke, all right? The company that I got the wheelchair from is the same company that, has problems with, Anthony, with the company. The same exact company was the same exact company that gave me trouble. Okay. They went out of business. All right. They've been in business forever, okay? When they went out of business, the new company didn't accept my husband's insurance. So they only gave me 1 year for warranty when they're supposed to give me, 5 years. I didn't get it. So now I have no way of warrantying the item. And if anything goes wrong, nothing could go wrong between now and 6 years from now. If something goes wrong, I'm screwed.
There it is again, you know.
Yes.
You don't pay for it.
Right.
So you don't get what you need.
Right.
Simple as that. If you paid for it, you'd get what you need. You see how fast they would they would be listening to you.
Yeah, I hope so, one day.
But they're not listening to you. They're paying attention to the paperwork and all the other bull crap they got to make out to the government.
Yeah.
They don't pay attention
and
to
my
the
husband's and
as
my
an
husband's
individual.
Insurance. So now I have to wait 7 total years, and then after the 7 years are up, then I can get a new wheelchair.
It's like 7 years bad luck, Daniel Webster and the devil.
Between the rock and the hard place, honestly.
Yeah. Inner Sight Around the World. Monday will be off, Veterans Day. Tomorrow night, we're going to do a veterans show. And,
yes. Is that better?
I want to.
Okay.
Get more into that petition that's attached to ours.
Yeah, yeah.
Find out what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe do a program on it tomorrow night.
Yeah, I want to see if still attached to our petition. I'm hoping it is.
Yeah.
I want to take a good look at it. Yeah.
And what group has put it up?
Yeah.
So we'll try to figure that out and do a program tomorrow night. You know, I think it's an absolute disgrace that the VA sends disabled veterans to unlicensed guide dog schools to get a degree.
Oh, I agree.
That's horrible. That's what they think of the people.
Yeah.
You know?
They should demand
that
they're licensed.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if the VA is going to support this new law when the Boyle, the Senator Boyle, presents it in January. That'll be interesting to see if any of these blind
that'll
agencies
be nice
endorse it. They're probably going to say, well, that guy Frank Perino's involved. We're not getting involved with that.
you know what? I don't think that's going to happen this time around. Honestly.
Knows?
You know why? Because Canine Companions started talking about it a little, and Phil Boyle started talking about it a little. I think they're going to come around a little bit, honestly.
Well, we'll see what happens.
You're going to have to.
We still have to hammer out regulations.
That'd be fine. I'd be sitting there
that's
all night hammering out
thing
regulations. I don't
that's
mind doing that. Yeah. I don't mind doing that. I'll help him. I'll help Boyle do it. I'll sit there in Boyle's office and help him with you.
You know, we'll invite the schools and everybody else.
Yeah. Why not? This is a joint effort. I don't think the schools realize that, but it is a joint effort. If you want to be involved, come be involved. That's all.
Yeah. All right. Inside around the world, and we'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9, of course, live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank Blog for putting us up on the front page.
Yeah. I'm surprised when I saw it. I don't know. Maybe our increased listenership.
We appreciate it. I wish they would do more to let us know that there's phone calls.
That would be nice.
That would really be cool.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only thing that
hell?
This show is lacking.
What?
Let me know when there's a phone call. Me, I'm the host.
I know.
You know, I should be informed.
Any host who's visually impaired should be informed.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course. All right. Let's see. I don't know how much time we have left. Any other phone calls?
Hold on. No, we only have 2 minutes left. No matter what, I can't bring in. Okay.
All right. So tomorrow night, we're going to talk about the people who served this country and...
No, we don't have any more phone calls. It was just Mary and Maureen.
Who deserve a lot more respect and attention. The people who surrendered their life, you know, to protect us. And, you know, be grateful that you have that protection.
That's right.
And I want to commend Mr. Trump for stepping up and saying that he's going to protect Americans in Mexico. I don't know what form that's going to take, but it's be interesting to see.
Yeah.
All right, around the world, Inner Sight, I want to thank all our listeners.
Yeah.
Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
Thank you.
And all who appreciate and love freedom and all who understand that this system must get an update.
Yeah.
because it's way behind in the dark ages. Just because they have technological devices doesn't mean that they're updated. They're still way behind. In fact, it's even worse, because if you have those devices and the disabled can't get them, what good is it?
It's not good at all. Yeah.
All right. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.